This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Missouri Meerschaum Company is celebrating 150 years of making corncob pipes in Washington, Missouri. The company's success after the Civil War spawned a host of competitors in Washington, making it the corncob pipe capital of the world. Today, Missouri Meerschaum carries on this tradition alone. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard reports.
This is 135 years old.
Phil Morgan delights in showing visitors around the oldest corncob pipe factory in the world. Morgan's the general manager of the Missouri Meerschaum Company in Washington. The company started making the iconic pipes 4 years after the Civil War ended. That's when founder Henry Tibby first began mass-producing corncob pipes on his lathe.
Here's a new business that starts up and flourishes and employs, for that time, a lot of people and supported the farmers in the area.
Missouri Meerschaum was the first corncob pipe factory in Washington, and it's outlived its competitors by decades. The factory's still housed in a red brick hulk of a building sprawled along the banks of the Missouri River. Before World War II, 125 workers produced 20 million pipes a year. But Morgan says that was before tobacco companies began promoting cigarettes and before the U.S. Surgeon General warned about the dangers of smoking. Fewer people smoke tobacco and buy pipes now. These days, the factory employs 35 people and ships about 700,000 pipes a year to customers all over the world. Morgan says pipe smokers buy corncob pipes today for the same reasons they bought them 100 years ago. They're inexpensive compared to wooden pipes, but that doesn't mean they're simple to make.
That's what people don't realize. They think you take a cob, cut it in half, drill a hole, stick something in it, and you're done. The number of processes to make a good smoking corncob pipe, there's a lot of processes and a lot of kind of artistry that's involved, too.
The factory's production room is abuzz with old machinery that's still state-of-the-art because the art hasn't changed since the 1930s. There are no robots here. Workers operate the equipment. The saw that cuts dried cobs into chunks, a drill that makes the tobacco chamber. Cobs are still coated with plaster of Paris like they were 100 years ago. That process inspired the Meerschaum name because it gives them the look of expensive pipes made from Turkish stones called meerschaums. Joshua Smith works at a lathe, carefully forming chunks of cobs into the bowls of pipes. He's 26 and has worked at the plant for 2 years.
It's just good people and it's kind of like an art, so I like doing that. I'm an artsy guy, so.
Missouri Meerschaum embraces the past. Fiddle Music welcomes visitors to a small museum shop where they can browse through exhibits of old ledgers and photographs and see a display of pipes that were shown at the 1904 World's Fair. There's an assortment of factory-fresh corncob pipes for sale, ranging from novelty items to a series named after the outlaw Jesse James. There's also a display of authentic corncob back scratchers in red, white, and blue. Morgan says the back scratchers work.
I mean, I use them myself. However, I would definitely say you need to keep your shirt on while you're using it.
Plant manager Ordell Brown grew up in Washington and has worked at the factory for 30 years. She says Missouri Meerschaum is here to stay.
You would be surprised at how many people don't realize that we're still making as many pipes as we have been. We're planning on being here for a long time.
Morgan says the company wouldn't consider moving from its historic building, even though the space has outgrown the factory. And they'll never stop making the oversized corncob pipes that General Douglas MacArthur made famous during the Second World War. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.